Hey, this is Macy Gray, and you are listening to OC Caravan with Scott Hayes and Jim Bass. Come on.
I'm Scott Hayes. And this, of course, is OC Caravan, and I love the little music in the background, Miss April. Get on that microphone if you're going to chat with
me. Yeah, I like that, too.
Very nice, very nice.
That was intentional.
Hey, we've got an incredible guest coming in about 15 minutes. We have the Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Macy Gray in the studio, live.
I'm jumping for joy.
And we got voices all over the place. We got the camera crew set up. We got a new camera crew, by the way. Courtesy of Nick Walker. We got Katie Fetters over there on one camera. And Brian, what's your last name, by the way?
Crawford.
Brian Crawford on the other camera. And those voices you hear, by the way, is my co-host, Miss Jill Harvey, this morning.
Good morning, Scott.
There she is. And, of course, everyone. Our art reporter, Miss Kirian Moise.
Good morning, Orange County.
Beautiful. Just a reminder, OC Caravan airs 8 p.m. Saturdays, 12 noon Sundays. 8 p.m. Saturdays, 12 noon Sundays. And on Cox Channel 3, 250,000 Cox cable subscribers. Tonight and tomorrow's episode is one we did about a year ago that hasn't aired yet. And it's the famed art forger, he likes to call himself the world's most famous art forger, Tony Tetro. And he's an incredible guy. Have you met him before, Kirian?
Familiar with his work. We have met. We met at a fundraiser.
That's
and
right.
He told me about the BBC special on him.
All of that.
Yeah, they say that at least one painting in every museum in the world has a forgery by Tony.
That's what they say, yeah, and he talks about that. In fact, at that thing that he attended, he made a purchase for me.
Yes, he did.
I have it on my piano still.
It's good times.
Yeah. Also, you can like us on Facebook, of course, so check us out, facebook.com, / OC Caravan. Okay, we got Macy Gray coming in. If I haven't said that, I'm going to say it again. We've got Macy Gray coming in, so call your neighbors,
so cool.
Tweet your friends, text, do what you got to do. It's going to be a great show. But until then, Miss Kirian Moise, up to speed.
Getting everyone up to speed in Orange County. That's what I do.
What's going on in the art world? And help us out.
What? Again, similar to my last segment, it's not a what, but who. And that who is Justin Bauer. He is an Orange County-based artist. And that what would be the LA art show that just happened last week.
Okay.
I mean, everyone who was anyone, with exception to myself, I was just too busy. I couldn't make it. But that was just the event to be at. And Justin Bauer blew it out of the water.
Okay.
Spell
his last name for me.
Bower.
Right.
And
go ahead.
His website is justinbauer.com.
All right. Beautiful.
Recently profiled by KCET. He is taking over and dominating. He dominated the LA art show. And we met on Facebook probably about 4 months prior. And when I say meet, I mean electronic meeting, you know, not really face-to-face. And I was just blown away by his profile picture. And it was one of his paintings. And it was just so startling and stunning, the vivid imagery. He paints portraits, but they have kind of like a glitch in them. And Justin, you know, I would go so far as to say he's going to be the next Picasso. And he's based here in Orange County, born and raised from Tustin. So his portraiture is almost like a fractured self, was what one of the articles that I read on him had mentioned.
Well, what do you say he dominated this show? What do you mean by that? What does it mean to dominate
a show? I mean, as an artist, like for instance, just to have, we get stimulus all day long. Mm-hmm. You know, we are bombarded with so many images, and actually have something that you have a connection with in 2 seconds. That's what he does for every single person. So when I say he dominated, I mean there's 1,000 comments on Facebook how the only reason they went to the show was to see his work, or that he made the entire show worth the drive. You know, that's the response he's getting from the audience. That's the response he's getting from the art world. He's represented currently by the Ace Gallery in Beverly Hills. I was going to, his studio's based in Brea, I believe, in some industrial complex off Berry Street. And I was going to go to his studio. He's 37 years old. And he was like, I have no inventory. That's exactly where you want to be as an artist, to have like so much success that you don't even have anything to show a reporter, you know, like, hey, I'm stripped bare. You're like, you can come down. We'll just be staring at four walls.
So how would you describe his work then?
I would describe his work as, I mean, it's surreal. It's surreal, but it's modern. It's cutting edge. It's something that you will never see unless you go through him. And that's the distinction that every artist needs, a way to set themselves apart. And he got his master's degree, I wouldn't believe, at Claremont. I mean, if you don't know, if you're at a dinner party and someone asks, who's your favorite artist? And a lot of people don't know, and they'll just kind of throw in Banksy's name as a default. Say Justin Bauer and become
Don't badmouth Banksy.
No, I'm not badmouthing him, but let's represent the local team, like UK. Great, you know, all day long. But, you know, I'm so huge on Orange County. And one of the things I love about Justin, okay, I've had an ongoing debate with a Guggenheim friend of mine, Laddie John Dill, who's like, you know, from friends with Andy Warhol, you know, from the old school, one of the living legends. And he's just so adamant that if you're not in New York or if you're not in LA, you know, it's kind of hard. And I'm like, but Laddie, when you were an artist, there wasn't even the internet, you know? And Justin won't even, he said it in a statement that he doesn't really go to openings, art openings, unless he really has to, that he doesn't, that he kind of shuns that LA whole art scene and getting swept up in it and just wants to like do his thing and meet his clients and keep his contact. And I'm like, that's the dream.
And do it from Brea, California, of all places.
You know, it's not, and that's what I mean. Like, if you're talented, it will find you and you will make it happen no matter where you're at. I think we're living in that day and age where so much more is possible and kind of the old rules that applied are getting reapplied in different ways. So he just is totally up my alley.
So, you know, Faye back here showing a portrait.
You
that
see what I'm saying,
did.
Faye? You see what I'm saying?
So he's painting this portrait.
He's painting this.
All right.
So Google him.
Very
find
cool.
him on Facebook.
Give us his name again.
Justin Bauer. JustinBauer.com. He is such an incredible talent.
Nice.
We should be so proud. I mean, we've got Elizabeth Turk. We've got so many people just right here in our own backyard. I profiled her last week,
Elizabeth
Turk. But Justin, I mean, we're making Orange County shine right
now. That's great.
And so I'm just, you know, get involved in the arts, support your artists, do what you can.
JustinBauer.com.
JustinBauer.com. This is Kiri and Muiz getting you up to speed, Orange County. Be you for you.
Nice, Kiri. Nice close on that. That deserves a little golf clap for there. All right, listen, we've got Macy Gray coming in. So, Miss Jill, let's get to your healthy lifestyle tips right now.
So, you know what I wanted to discuss? We had discussed earlier, like, bringing some fun and excitement to the show, maybe just different topics. And what's really happening out there now is talking about what's trending.
Right.
You know, whether it's bizarre or funny or serious. You know, for instance, a one-eyed frog that was getting bullied.
What's that about?
I don't know. Someone had found a one-eyed frog that was getting bullied. The frog got a prosthetic eye, and it's no longer being bullied.
Aww.
Right? That's trending news.
Aww. Is it a marble?
No. Right? What is it?
Well, it had to be. Well,
But here's one. Here's a brainiac story. So there's a guy somewhere in our beautiful United States. Yeah. He orders a vest, and it's titled Protective Vest. The brainiac mistakes it for Bulletproof Vest. So he has his buddy, he stands in a field and he says to his buddy, go ahead, take aim and shoot me.
No.
The guy does. Guess what? Brainiac's dead. The friend is in prison, right? It's like, who does this?
Well, why would the friend be in prison if the guy suggested he go ahead and shoot him?
It wasn't self-defense.
Right.
He's dead.
Did they film it?
I hope not. Oh, my God. But, you know, I wouldn't even do that if I had a bulletproof vest. I'm like, shoot me.
What if what if he missed and struck your neck or your head?
That's weird.
Is that weird?
Yeah. So when you say trending, by the way, explain that to me.
So it's something that's leading in the news, leading social media, that's getting a lot of attention out of there, getting a lot of hits. It's going viral. You know, so it's really kind of a fun area to step into.
Well, I love that. Any other trending things going on?
Well, so the healthy lifestyle.
Ah.
So trending, this is going to be astounding. This has been trending now for the past year and a half. And you're going to be shocked. Scientists have come together to figure out if diets work, right? All the diets out there, do they work?
Yeah.
well, this is a shocker. No, they really don't. There are some good qualities to them. Right. And there are some qualities that are not so good. So yeah. Their bottom line is, and this is shocking, you know, stay away from sugar, processed foods, and stay away from, you know, a lot of alcohol consumption, but right. really incorporate plant-based foods and lean protein. So that's a shocker. I mean, right. when you look at like something like the paleo diet, mm-hmm. you know, everybody's paleo, 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 but they're eliminating major food groups.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's grains and it's legumes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and there's always this debate out in the media now about the, you know, if you're paleo, the Paleolithic times, uh-huh. the cavemen, what, they lived to 12? They were like 12 years old. Bad teeth. I mean, what are we going back? And we have evolved as a species.
Or but devolved. So it's
a, you're right. Yeah. Well, they're devolving. Right. So our digestive tracts evolve. Our, you know, we have farming that's come into place now. Hmm. Our population has evolved. Yeah. The demand. So, yeah. So it's, again, bottom line, you know, stay away. Diets are fun if they boost you, but.
I mean, I have friends, family members who go on these diets. These, I don't know what the names of them are.
Yeah.
And they lose a lot of weight in about a six-week period of time.
Exactly.
Is that a good start?
No.
Or not?
Well, you know, here's the thing. You're going to lose weight. You could give up any food and right. lose weight, right? You're just eliminating calories. Mm-hmm. The problem is at the end point, you're kind of like, I'm done, I've done it. And you go back and you put on more weight than you have. Losing weight too rapidly is not good either. Right? You know, so it's bad for your organs.
Yeah. I was going to say, they had one diet they were on a couple of years ago, my brothers-in-law, that was all protein. So every time we'd go out to eat, they were piling on the bacon. And I'm thinking, you're going to eat all, well, it's a protein diet.
So that was like the Atkins diet.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, and actually paleo is kind of similar. They want you to have the proteins and the bacon. But yeah. But there was once just that liquid protein, and people were losing their hair.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was terrible.
Are you kidding?
So what we realize is that every food group counts. Mm. You know, I mean, I guess alcohol's not a food group, but in moderation.
Yeah. Why can't it be?
Right.
April, get on the mic for me for a second. You were telling me a while ago that drinking wine at night, not necessarily a good idea?
I don't think it's a good idea, no. There's actually studies that show that it does something to your brain that activates it, and so that it's not going to help you sleep by any means.
Because it's a depressant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you drink it before bed, you fall asleep, you think you're sleeping, but then the brain wakes up when that wears off.
Yeah.
So it is like a drug.
Gotcha.
That's true, April.
And then, Katie, come on over here for a second, okay? Come on over to the microphone here.
Katie.
Katie, you and I were chatting at the beginning of the show about your mom. Give us her name.
Carolyn Fetters.
And the name of the facilities that your parents own?
The training spot in Huntington Beach.
And your mom, get a little closer to the mic for me. Your mom is sort of a nutritionist.
Mm-hmm.
And she consults to health clubs around the country.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And if you had to give listeners and viewers one tip that your mom has taught you about healthy eating, what might that be from her? Am I putting you on the spot?
No. Okay. I would say portion control because I pretty much eat whatever I want. I just don't eat a lot at one time.
Yeah.
True.
And I eat frequently throughout the day.
Yeah.
So.
Good tip. Jill, you agree, portion control?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you can enjoy it. People are in this deprivation thing. They go on these diets, and now I have to give up this. It's deprivation.
Yeah.
And so in that, excuse me, I almost hiccuped, you're not going to be successful.
Right.
So you really want to feel that you can have your favorite foods, but in portion control.
Yeah.
For sure. I love that, Katie. Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, I think Macy Gray is in the house. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
April, before we leave, we just want to put a good prayer and thoughts out for you this morning. May I speak to this issue real quickly?
Sure.
You want to tell us what happened last night?
I suppose. Yeah, I guess we had a fire at our house last night at 1:00 in the morning. And it was a pretty big deal. Fire trucks and some damage and, you know,
Smoke damage, fire damage
to the external part of the house. I mean, it could have been a lot worse. And everybody's safe and everybody's good. And I got the heck out of there with my dog. And she was kind of freaked out. But, yeah, we're getting our house painted. So be careful if you're getting your house painted because paint cans explode.
That's incredible.
And
that's weird.
Cause a very loud noise and can cause a fire and smoke. And, I mean, it can be pretty bad. So.
All right. Well, our thoughts are with you.
Thank you.
So,
totally.
We're glad you still made it in this morning. Otherwise,
we
wouldn't have had a show, right?
So is the break music going to be "We Didn't Start the Fire"?
No, it's not. Actually,
I don't know who started it.
The break music is going to be a Macy Gray song, "A Tuesday Heartbreak," which was off an album she did. She did the full Stevie Wonder album, Talking Books, which I can't wait to chat with her about this because I love that album.
Yes.
I think she did it for the 40th anniversary. She's out in the other room. We're going to take a short musical break, bring her in here, set up the cameras, and get ready to go. You're listening to KX93.5. I'm Scott Hayes. This, of course, is OC Caravan. We're back with Macy Gray in about a minute. April, take us out with a little music, please.
Tuesday heartbreak seemed to be unfair, 'cause you say that you found another woman. Tuesday break heart, guess you just don't care, 'cause you found yourself another.
Listening to KX93.5, Laguna's Only FM. I'm Scott Hayes. This, of course, is OC Caravan. And in the studio, we have the Grammy Award winner, Miss Singer-Songwriter Macy Gray. Miss
Macy? Do I need to do like this? Oh, my God.
Now, I want you to stand on that mic, first of all.
Oh, okay.
I don't want that mic blocking your face at the
same time.
So.
Okay.
For openers, I want to thank you for getting up so early from your home way up, I don't know where, to take that hour and a half drive down. That had to have been brutal.
Yeah, what's up with that? Why are you guys here so early on a Saturday?
That's a good question.
What are you doing?
I've been
That's
wondering
a great
that.
Question. Yeah.
But we're thankful that you're here.
Yeah, me too. It was actually, I've never been on this side of Laguna, so.
Oh, you never have?
It's actually an adventure.
Have you been to Laguna before?
Yeah, but I don't remember the whole, like, all the mountains that kind of look like Santa Barbara. And then,
yeah.
And then it looked like, it is really pretty.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful community. It's an artsy community. A lot of musicians in this community as well. Yeah. I know you've played at the Coach House down here before.
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot I want to chat about. There's a lot going on in your life. I wanted to give listeners and viewers a little sense of sort of your background, just sort of a thumbnail sketch. And so you've got one of the most unique singing voices, I would say, in the music industry. And yet I read somewhere where you said you don't really like your own voice. And is that true? I'm curious.
Oh, well, it's starting to grow on me now, but I used to be really self-conscious about it because, you know, when you're little, people make fun of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But you mean, so growing up, you had sort of a similar voice? This wasn't something you developed as you aged? It was just a unique voice from the very beginning for you?
Yeah, it was worse before. It was way higher pitched. It was, you know, it was a lot squeakier.
Right.
Yeah.
But when did you transition to thinking you could actually be a singer or wanted to be a singer then?
Well, I didn't. I used to write songs with a friend of mine in college just for fun. Uh-huh. And then, so you know, when you write songs, you have to sing it, the idea. So I had all these little cassette tapes. That's how old I am.
I remember 8-track tapes. That's how old I am.
Exactly. So we had all these little cassette tapes of me just singing ideas. And then my one of the people I was writing with, his roommate, had this little jazz band, and they did the Ramada Inn on Sundays. So he needed a singer. And so so he heard one of the tapes, and he gives me this big stack of records, and he said, just listen to these and learn these songs. And we were all making $100 every Sunday. So
yeah.
Wow.
So that was back like then, a ton of money then.
Probably a lot of money back
when
then.
You're in school, that's a fortune. So.
Yeah.
So so then it just kind of grew on me, and I, you know, one thing led to another.
Of course, yeah. And of course, that $100, that you made a big change when you came out with your first album, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah.
Title of that album, On How Life Is, 1999, it came out?
Yes.
Went triple platinum?
Yeah, triple platinum in the States, yeah.
And for someone who in the beginning of her life didn't like her voice, were you surprised by the success of that album?
I was, you know, I was, because it's like, you know, you can have big dreams and, you know, you want to be rich and all this stuff and famous, but you don't think about the details, you know? You don't think about what goes along with all that and how it's going to feel when things start to happen. So it's all a surprise, you know? I wasn't expecting it at all.
So because fame happened quite quickly for you then, it was like a big surge in your life, and was that uncomfortable to handle, or was that new to you, that sudden fame, that being in the media, being all that attention?
Oh yes, totally new. I was, you know, plus I was really shy before, so it was a huge deal for me. But you know, I was much younger, so I didn't take it so serious. You know, I partied a lot because for the first time I had money, and I had a car, and I was losing my mind. I wasn't really focused on, like, you know, the pain of it. I was partying. I was doing whatever.
Right.
Yeah, all the time.
Well, you had opportunities then all of a sudden, right?
Yeah.
You were exposed to a lot of different people. You had money rolling in. You were traveling in all different interesting circles for yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, that's another thing. You know, you get to see the world. It's really nice. I didn't think about that either, but I've been all kinds of places that I never even imagined I'd get to go to. So.
Are you still a little shy, would you say?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, the big hit off that album was I Try. April, you want to play a little bit of I Try so listeners and viewers can get a sense? And they'll remember this, of course.
Yeah.
In 2001, you won the Grammy Award for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance for this song.
Mm-hmm.
When Let's hear a little
bit.
When will
they go from here? When will they stop? I believe that fate has brought us here. We should be together, babe, but we're not. I play it off, but
you can't hear it, Maisie. You don't have your headphone sets on, but
I can
hear. I mean, those of us who have our headphone sets on are just sort of falling into that groove of that song.
Absolutely.
There. That was such a huge song. Everybody seemed to love that song.
I know.
Did you know when you were recording it that was going to be such a huge hit?
I thought it was too wordy, like, you know, like most hooks have like two words in them, and this just goes on and on. So I didn't even think it was a big deal. I would kind of argue with my label. I was like, that's not the song. Like, whatever, you know.
Really? The yeah. label wanted it and you didn't?
No, I didn't get it.
Yeah. Wow. Great song. Beautiful song.
Thank you. It is a great song.
So I'm going to skip through because I know you got a new album out. You got things going on in your current life, and I'm going to get to that very shortly. I wanted to skip through those sort of your career after that first album. Quite a diverse selections of music you had worked on. I made a list of some of these. Your fourth studio album, Big, in 2007. Mm-hmm. You collaborated with the likes, and I wrote this down, Natalie Cole, Fergie, Justin Timberlake, and Will.i.am. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious what that experience was like working with all these other artists and that collaborative process for you.
It was great. You know, it was all different with each person, But it's cool, you know, because it looks like a celebrity thing on the outside, but when yeah. you're working, you're just working with somebody who you have, you know, you're creating something really cool with, you know?
Totally.
You have something in common. And
other musicians, right? Other songwriters.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
That must be exciting. Yeah.
And so when you collaborated, yeah. though, so let's get out of who they were. Let's talk about the collaboration process. Mm-hmm. Does that collaboration process include songwriting?
Yeah, Justin wrote all the songs that he produced, and Will wrote on almost everything on that album. It was we were together all the time for I don't know, a while, long time, few months.
Do you consider yourself a songwriter?
Yeah, I write on all my stuff. I try.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you love writing songs, and so I'm always curious about the creative process for songwriters, mm-hmm. how they get inspired or how they go about actually writing the song. I've heard stories that we've had musicians, singer-songwriters in here who write a song in about 20 minutes.
Exactly.
I have other people who say they've worked on it for months. Not you?
No, I don't.
How's that work for you? Do you play it on a piano, on a guitar? How's that songwriting process?
Yeah, I have a guitar that I know like maybe five chords. So most songs that
Are
I
you
write
serious?
Have five chords. Yes, because that's my limit. That's all I learned. But, you know, you can do a million things with five chords. That's, you know, that's why the Beatles are famous. They had three, I think.
Absolutely.
Maybe four.
True. Yeah.
That's true. So, you know, songs, same chords.
You know the basic chords.
Yeah.
And you then kind of play out a chord structure and then kind of work on the melody first? Or do you write lyrics and then sort of, how do you approach that songwriting?
Oh, no, I usually have the melody and the lyrics in my head and then I put chords to it, or sometimes I just play the same chords that I know, and then I come up with stuff. It's not a really specific thing, you
yeah.
know. I really can't even take credit for it. I don't even know where it comes from. I have no idea how I wrote I Try. People say, well, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, you just, you know, some things you can just do, you know.
Yeah.
Like when you go to the bathroom, you can just pee.
You know what? I think you know we can say I mean? That word some on people. The radio. So I think that's an okay word, isn't it? Help me
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
okay.
All right. I don't know what
just
to make with you.
Pee, though.
You just
he's good.
Go to the bathroom and come down.
All right.
Yeah. That's like channeled.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about the diversity of music, some of the albums you've done since the very first album. Your fifth studio album, The Sellout, in 2010, featured the song Beauty in the World, which appeared in the final series finale of Ugly Betty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? April's going to play that a little bit in the background as we chat. I read somewhere that this song was inspired by two people who may have saved your life. Do I have that correct? What's that process? I don't know. I read it.
Oh, this song?
Yeah, this song. No?
What two people did it say?
No?
Did it say what two people?
No, they said you were in a car accident or something, and some people reached in. Is that not true?
Uh-oh. Mm.
My mistake, then. I thought I read that somewhere.
That dang Wikipedia.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't Wikipedia.
That would stay off of that.
Oh, yeah, they have a couple things wrong on
yeah.
that.
Well, let's play this up a little bit, April.
I see blue skies. I see butterflies.
I mean, I'm not.
Listen to the sound and lose it in sweet music. Huh? And dance with me, cause there is beauty in the world. So much beauty in the world. Always beauty in the world. So much beauty in the world. So shake your booty, boys and girls. For the beauty in the world.
I love this song, by the way.
I do too.
Yeah, great yeah. song. Also, diversity of music, you decided to record the Eurythmics song, Here Comes That Rain Again. And I'm curious why, out of all the songs you potentially could have picked, Mm-hmm. You decided to pick that song. And April, play it in the background for us. Macy decides to. Why'd you pick this song?
Oh, I'm a huge Annie Lennox fan. I love her. I really, and that song is one of my favorites. We made it into kind of this depressing ballad, but you know, that's like, wasn't that one of their biggest hits like that?
Yeah, I think it was, definitely.
Yeah. I know, me too.
Yeah.
Huge.
Let's hear Macy's version.
Here comes the rain again, falling on my head like a memory, falling on my head like a new emotion. I want to walk in the open wind. I want to talk like lovers do.
Are you inspired by other singers? Into your
oh, yeah, tons of them.
Yeah, so Annie Lennox would be one of those. Any others?
Oh, it's a long list. I mean,
yeah.
Talk to me. I used to listen to a lot of Let me see. Well, you know, you always have your parents' music. So my mother was a huge, like, Gladys Knight fan. And James
right.
Brown and all that. So
yeah, of course.
And, Diana Ross, and then, you know, I was kind of an 80s kid, so when MTV first came out, remember? Uh-huh. I remember
oh my
that
God,
day.
Me too.
I know. So all they played was rock videos.
Uh-huh.
So I really got into, like, Metallica and Rod Stewart and,
really?
And Def Leppard, because that's all they played.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, David Lee Roth's one of my biggest influences.
Hysterical.
Van Halen, you're a Van Halen fan? Or just
Massive.
David Lee Roth?
No, I know. I can sing you any Van Halen song.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to ask you to do that.
Oh, please don't. not this early.
How about?
But yeah, I know all that Poison. I was so
that's
into all that.
That's interesting. That's really interesting. Yeah.
I know. Then, like, hip hop came around, so I have a lot of hip hop influences. Like Biggie, he taught me a lot about singing, and and then there's some new people out. I mean, as when you're a singer, you always pick up. You know, stuff from people. You steal stuff here and there.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but there's a ton of people.
Jill, you had a thought?
Well, I was reading once, Billie Holiday and Betty Davis, they were kind of influential as well.
Oh,
jazz
yeah.
Because their voices are phenomenal, and I can hear that in your voice as well.
Yeah, that goes back to when I was telling you how he gave me that big stack of records. So it was all like Billie Holiday and Frank Sinatra. I'm a big Frank Sinatra fan, too.
Wow. Yeah.
But yeah, Billie Holiday. Really, really big.
Amazing voice.
Yeah. Crazy.
Hey, out of all sort of the albums you've recorded, one of those that strikes me as the most interesting is you recorded the entire 1972 Stevie Wonder album, Talking Book, on its 40th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And if I had to pick, you know, some of my top albums of all time, that would be right up there at the very top.
I know, right?
I could not ever stop listening to that album. I revisited that album about 2 years ago, and it still resonates for
it's
me
amazing.
After all these years, right?
Yeah.
What was it about that particular album? I mean, first of all, had any other artist ever recorded like that, an entire album that you know of?
No one's done it before. But it was my producer's idea, Hal Wilner, I think we're still the only ones.
Yeah. And so what inspired you to do an entire album, and why that particular album?
We were just messing around. You know, he was just saying that no one's ever done that before. And then it was really just an experiment. We did it all in like 3 days.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that album, just because I knew it, we were thinking about doing, he thought I should do Blue. The Joni Mitchell record, but I didn't know it well enough. And then he said no.
I think you made the right call here.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, but I knew Talking Book inside and out. So that was the one album I could, you know, sing without even looking at the lyrics.
When you say you recorded that in 3 days, help me sort of understand that. Who records an entire album in 3 days and then releases it?
We had to, because nobody was paying for that, so we had to. We didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
Like, we had a budget this big. Like, if you had $5, you had more money than we did to make that record.
Got you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, that album has some great songs. Just to remind people who may not remember that particular album, Stevie Wonder's You Are the Sunshine of My Life, Tuesday Heartbreak, which we played a little earlier.
Yeah.
Superstition.
Superstition.
Huge. Blame It on the Sun.
All that stuff.
I mean, that just had such an appeal, a broad appeal.
I know.
To so many people in this country.
I know. That record's huge. I think he had like 3 number ones on that album.
Yeah.
I forget the ones.
Were you intimidated by the fact you were re-recording Stevie Wonder?
Not till after we finished, because when we were doing it, we were just doing it just to do it. And then, but after we did it, I thought, oh my God, you know, people are going to hear this, you know. Then I got nervous.
And you happy with the results?
It's pretty good. It's not the best album I ever did. And, you know, it'll never live up to the real talking book. So it's, you know, it's cool. I mean, I like it.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we had more time, I think it could have been way more amazing.
Always. Yeah. Always can be better. April, I want to play a couple of cuts off that album. We played Tuesday Heartbreak. Let's hear her version of Superstition. Macy Gray. You're listening to KX 93.5 FM.
Superstitious writings on the wall, very superstitious ladders about to fall.
April, I'm going to play this a little bit in the background. Macy, that has a very distinctive, unique approach to that song.
Thanks.
I mean, I got it. Did Stevie Wonder ever hear this album? Has he ever commented on this album?
He said he did. I don't know if he really listened to it, but we talked about it.
You talked about it with him?
Yeah.
And what was his sort of sense of it all?
He was mainly just felt really honored kind of like really grateful about that someone would do that.
That sounds very nice of him.
It was. It was cool. I think he meant it.
Yeah, I'm sure he did mean it. Absolutely. April, I also want to play Blame It on the Sun, which is one of my favorite cuts off that album. This is a beautiful song, by the way, Macy. Don't you think?
Where has my love gone? Seems dear love has gone away. Where is my spirit?
April, we're going to let this play out. We're going to take a 45-second break while this song finishes because I love this song so much. We're going to come back. You're listening to OC Caravan, KX 93.5 in the studio. Yes. We have Miss Macy Gray. We're going to come back and talk about her new album. Let this song play through, okay, April?
But I'll blame it on the sun. The sun that didn't shine. I'll blame it on the wind and the trees. I'll blame it on the tide. Never was enough. I blame it on the tide and the sea. But my heart blames it on me. Who poured the love out? What made this bitter down?
listening. Am I on? You're listening to KX 93.5 Laguna's Only FM. I was out in the other room. I apologize. I'm out of breath. You were listening to Macy Gray, of course, off the tribute album she did to Stevie Wonder's 1972 talking book. And I love that song, Macy. I was just telling you at the break that, you know, that song just felt so right.
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful song and beautiful voice. So thank you so much for putting that together for your fans.
Thank you.
Hey, you've appeared in a number of films as an actress, including Training Day with Denzel Washington and Ethan Hawke, Spider-Man, Four Colored Girls. I'm wondering how you came to be an actress. And my second part of my question is, and did you gravitate naturally toward that role?
Which one?
Acting.
Oh,
how did you get into acting?
Oh, okay, so Antoine Fuqua, who did Training Day, sent me the script.
Yeah, just out of the blue, you got a script.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then he said Denzel was in it, and I was sure.
Oh, yeah.
Who would say no to that, right?
I just wanted to meet Denzel.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah, it's the only reason I'm in that movie.
Yeah. And so how was it stepping into the acting role?
It was weird. Again, I wasn't really tripping on it. I was like, okay, I'm going to meet Denzel. I got to tell my mom, you know? And then my role was short, and then I started getting other offers. So, and then I started taking it more serious because, you know, but the first role, I honestly just wanted to meet Denzel. Yeah, and I've been embarrassed because there's some real actresses, you know, who work really hard. And when I say that, I feel awful.
Yeah, but you rolled into other roles as well, correct?
Yeah, I started getting other offers. I'm shooting a movie now. I'm on set at 5:30 in the morning. Thank you.
Wow.
Now my weekend's gone.
Yeah. You want to talk about the movie you're working on, or?
Yeah, it's called Where the Children Play. It's an independent movie. It's cool.
And you like acting?
I do.
You feel you're good at it?
I'm getting good at it. I'm not, you know, Meryl Streep exactly, but I work on it, you know.
Yeah, very nice. Yeah. Okay, we're here really to talk about your new album. You've got your eighth studio album titled The Way.
Mm-hmm.
It's out.
Yes.
It's available.
Yes.
And I read somewhere that this is sort of molded for a more mature audience. I think you're the one who said that. And so can you tell us a little bit about the album, what sort of makes it raw and dirty and mature?
Well, only because I'm mature. I'm 45, so it's, you know, so when the things I talk about and the things on my mind are people who are around my age would relate to, because that's where I'm coming from now, you know,
yeah.
As someone who's been around for a little
bit.
Right. Yeah, so, but, you know, musically, it's just music, you know, there's awesome songs on there for, you know, whether you're 2 or 92, it's just, I just made that statement because, you know, it's not like people say, you know, you got to get the 14-year-old crowd, but I have no idea how to do that.
Yeah.
I'm not 14.
Well, yeah, that'd be tough to do, probably.
Yeah, I have teenagers. I don't know how to talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the song Stoned. I love the song Stoned.
Thank you. That's one of my favorites, too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Stoned is about, like, can I talk about
that? Yeah, please.
Okay, so, like, if you're going through with your man and you cry and you scream and you throw him out, nothing works, so you finally just smoke a big fat joint.
Smoke a fatty.
Yeah, because there's nothing left to do.
I bet
that's
true.
Nothing else is working.
And
so that's something that happens when you get a little older, I think. Yeah. No?
I bet I'm all over that.
So we're all in favor of smoking fatties, it looks like. Everybody's
it's
medicinal purposes, yeah.
When nothing else works.
When nothing else works, yeah.
See, how old are you?
How old am I? 27.
See?
Yeah.
I was wrong. It's for 27
years. Yeah, you're right.
I'm all over that.
That particular song probably is for a lot of people. So, hey, you didn't record this in 3 days, though.
No, this took about almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years in making. Yeah, a long time. So you must be really proud of the outcome from this album.
I am. You know, it took a minute for us to figure out what we wanted to do. And then once we got a sound going, and it's really a pretty album. It's really raw. And my voice is better than it's ever been.
It's amazing.
Only because I've been singing for so long now.
Yeah.
So I think it's my best album.
Good.
And it's just kind of getting it off the ground. So I hope people check it out. It's really awesome record. I like it.
Loved because it really pulsates with life experience and that maturity and the depth of the soul.
Yeah,
and I really enjoyed that. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear a cut, right? This is, I think, your first release, Bang Bang. Is that correct? Or is that one of your releases?
Unsung.
Yeah, yeah, very nice song. April, you got that ready to rock and roll here a little bit?
I got it, we're going to rock and roll.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Turn it up, I love the beginning of it. Is that loud?
Yeah. Did you clean your ears this morning?
It don't always come naturally. Sometimes you gotta dig in the dirty to get what you need. What I need is you. Oh, and I'm going all out to be with you.
That guitar riff in the beginning, who came up with that guitar riff, and was that a particular, am I on? Is that a particular guitarist?
His name is Jason Hill.
Uh-huh.
He produced the record. He used to be, I don't know if you remember Louis the 14th. It was like a...
Yeah, of course.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, he's Louis the 14th.
Oh, he is? Oh, how interesting is that?
Yeah, so he's producing records now. He's really awesome.
And he's the producer of this particular album.
Yeah, he actually played everything on there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I love the beginning of that song. That's a great song. That sounds like a great song. You're going on a world tour.
Mm-hmm.
What does a world tour look like for Macy Gray? I mean, where are you going? What are you going to do? And are you looking forward to it?
We're going all kinds of places. We go to the usuals like UK and Germany. We're going to Switzerland. We go to Latvia, Riga. We go to Helsinki. I'm trying to think of the weird ones.
Yeah.
Utrecht, that's in Holland. That's right next door to Amsterdam.
Uh-huh.
That's interesting.
There's a bunch of weird places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so these places you go to, tour, you bring the whole band, you bring the whole setup, et cetera. What sort of venues are you playing at?
They're like theaters, you know, couple thousand.
A lot of fans over there, I got to believe, yes?
Yeah, I actually have way more fans in Europe. I'm actually... Much more popular overseas.
Well, we got to change that.
I know, right?
Yeah. What's going on with that?
Yeah, maybe we should do another interview.
I think so.
Are you touring in this country at all? Do you have anything coming up that people should be aware of? I mean, if somebody wanted to come and see you live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got this cool pairing. I'm going out with Rufus Wainwright in June.
Wow.
I know.
That'll
that's
be great.
Be a trip. I know, that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming we can go to your website, track down those tour dates.
Yes.
I see the tour dates are a little behind schedule. They're 2014, so that's going to be updated between now and June.
Oh, yeah, my website actually is launching on Monday. That's the old one. That's just there for to look bad.
Yeah.
And then there's the pledgemusic.com. That is a cool thing going on right now.
So here's what I know about that.
Okay.
And you help me out because I was totally introduced to this by one of your people, Joey.
Yes.
I had never heard of it before. And so this is called Pledge Music Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And people go online. You're releasing a potential 4 new songs released this year.
Yes.
And people get to, vote on the 2 songs they want included? How's that work?
No, it's like you get to, it's like a Kickstarter for music.
Yeah.
So it's like a, so on this, for the 4 songs, you can like, you can sing on the album. You can be in the video. You can be one of the executives. You can help pick the next single. You can come backstage. We can go out to dinner.
I want to go out to dinner. Yeah. What's that going to cost me? Here's what you do on your website, by the way.
Okay.
You can sing on one of your songs. You can pledge money to sing on one of your songs. You can appear in your video.
Mm-hmm.
You can receive a private in-home concert.
Yeah.
Other opportunities include...
Naked, too, while I'm naked.
Oh, wow.
Really?
I know, while you're naked.
Oh, well, that's fine, too.
I'll be there. No? Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm in.
No, I'm not going to be naked. That's
for $25, you get a personalized signed CD. For $155, you get a backstage pass. And take
for life.
For life and take selfies.
All night.
For $400, I can sing on your new album.
Yeah.
For $15,000, I can have my own... private acoustic house party.
And that's low. I usually charge a lot more.
I bet. Yeah. So I mean, it sounds like a great deal, right?
No, it's fun. It's actually, we're already doing some of the stuff. And then it's really fun, like, to get to know your fans and hang out with them and get to hear what questions that they've always had and stuff like that. It's cool. It's fun. I'm actually having a lot of fun doing it.
Has it kicked off, the campaign?
Yeah, it kicked off, and then we're also having a huge party at the oh my God, it's called the Sky Space.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's like the tallest building in LA.
Yeah, what's that about? I saw that. What's going on?
Yeah, so we're doing the launch party for Sky Space.
Uh-huh.
And if you go on Pledge Music and Pledge, and you put in the code, what's the name of the
station? OC Caravan.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, that's all right.
What's the numbers, though?
What do you mean the number? Okay, it's 93.5.
Yeah, 93.5. Yeah. So which one is it?
Both. Let's just put both. They'll figure it out.
So if you put a code in, then you get to come to the party. The party's gonna be off the hook. That's I want to be at the party.
Is that in April? Is that the April party or when is that party?
Oh, I knew you were gonna say that. Yeah. The party. Okay, it's on the website though, but it's like late March.
Yeah,
it's coming up.
And the website, by the way, is pledgemusic.com. Yeah. /projects/Macy Gray.
Right.
And you have all those sort of pledges, all those sort of opportunities that I mentioned.
So much fun.
So much fun.
The video that you did, your promotional video, is hysterical.
It's yeah.
Awesome. Oh, you saw the video?
Yeah.
It's so stupid.
It's great, though. I love stupid.
It's not. It's your personality coming out.
It's really dumb. What are you going
to
say?
Oh, I was just going to say, I remember when you were on the red carpet.
Come over here to the microphone, young lady. We can't hear you otherwise.
Yeah. Hi, this is Kieran. And I remember when you were on the red carpet and you had a t-shirt that said, my album drops on this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was
that's
just
fun.
I'm kind of a cornball. But yeah, we're going to have a ball. I would just have people should do it just to like do something different, just to have an adventure.
I got to believe you're a lot of fun to hang out with, yes?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, but yeah, I have fun. I do know how to have fun.
People can also pledge money to do their own sort of personalized voice message on their
cell phones. Oh, yeah, I'll do your voice message.
So to give listeners and viewers a sense of what that might sound like,
mm-hmm.
I've written one sentence for you to read for this radio show.
Okay.
But I don't have the money.
Okay.
But can we kind of swap out a deal here?
I don't have it either. Yeah. Okay.
So you're going to read here this one line here mm-hmm. and read it in your best Macy Gray voice that you can, and make sure it goes into the microphone for me, right down here.
This is my voicemail?
No, this will be for our radio station.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Did you say it?
Just read it.
Yeah. Okay.
Just read it.
Okay. Hey, this is Macy Gray, and you are listening to OC Caravan with Scott Hayes and Jim Bastian.
Golf clap for that one. Woo!
Thank you so much.
Now imagine having that on your phone. Hey, this is Macy Gray, and this is Scott.
Oh, my God.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, right?
People can pledge money for that.
Yeah, I think it's like $150.
Yeah.
I'm a cheap date. I saw some people charge a fortune for that. Nobody's going to. It's cool. I'm having a blast.
That's hilarious.
Can I do my shout-outs real quick?
Yeah, please. Help me. Yeah,
okay, well, shout-out Joey and John Stockton, who's sponsoring the big party that you guys got to come to.
Yeah.
And then we're performing live. Some crazy, awesome DJs. Couldn't be off the chain. And then my kids and whoever's listening. Shout out to whoever's listening.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to give that website again. www.pledgemusic.com/projects/ Is it slash? What is it?
Yeah.
Slash Macy Gray.
But if they go to pledgemusic.com, they
can figure it out there.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got a new album coming out titled The Way.
Yes.
She's going on a world tour.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing great.
I am doing good.
Excited for the next 2015, yes?
I am. It's been pretty busy. How's yours going so far?
Well, we got you into the studio.
Yeah.
So hey. That's a good start for this show.
I wanted to touch on something quick that I have issue with because it's really important, I think, mm-hmm. for our listeners. The aging thing, the being over 40, the, mm-hmm. you know, the industry says, hey, there's no possibility for success. You know, when you look at how the world seems to belong to the people in their 20s, mm-hmm. and your 20s are 10 years of your whole life.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of feel that I take strong issue with that sense of people being pushed aside after mm-hmm. 40. And I love that we need to stand up and empower this and,
yeah.
you know, really take hold of this because the majority of the population is over 40 now.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, how are you feeling with that now? Have you made your peace with that? Are you just forging ahead and, you know, really?
Yeah, it's really, there's tons of, I just think that when you get to Richard Stockton.
Richard Stockton. Shout out, yeah.
No, I just think when you, what were we talking about? Oh, okay. So.
We got 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. So I just know that, like, back in the day when you had, like, Santana was, like, selling tens of millions of records and Shania Twain and I don't know everybody's age, but I just think the industry has it in their heads that only, you know, 20-year-olds buy records and 20-year-olds go dancing, but
yeah. Right.
But just because you turn 40 doesn't mean you stop listening to music. So I just think that once you get over 35 or something, it's kind of you get kind of undernourished musically because there's not a lot to relate to. Like, I was listening to Taylor Swift's record the other day, and it's not bad at all, but we don't have this nothing in common.
Yeah, right.
So I think it's important to, you know, that you don't get caught up in trying to be something you're not when you turn 40.
Well, Maisie, I've got to say that you are.
I like being 40, by the way.
I love it.
I'm 52. I almost cussed how much I love it.
52. Love it.
Really? Oh, yeah. You look great. Yeah,
right?
She looks awesome.
Yeah. So do you, by the way. You have one of the most endearing personalities I think we've ever had in this studio.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to come over and give you a big hug right now.
Please do.
I'm going to after
I
the
might
show.
Fall asleep on your belly, though. I'm so sleepy. I'm so early.
Thank you so much for coming in. You've been, of course, this has been Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Maisie Gray in the studio. New album coming out called The Way. Check out her Pledge music campaign. Also, check out her website, MaisieGray.com. She's going on tour. She'll be touring again in this country come June.
Yes.
And thank you again so much. You
thank
are a great,
guys.
Great guest.
Thank you.
Golf clap for Miss Maisie Gray, please.
Yay for me.
You've been listening to OC Caravan. I'm Scott Hayes. This, of course, is KX93.5 FM. April, I want you to take us out of here with maybe the song The Way. You comfortable with that?
Got it.
Here we go. We're out of here.